Hi, this is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Every single night, I endure the flight of little wings of white flame, butterflies in my brain. These ideas of mine percolate the mind, trickle down the spine, swarm the belly, swelling to a blaze. That's where the pain comes in, like a second skeleton trying to fit beneath the skin. I can't fit the feelings in. No, every single night's a light with my say to her, what does she think of me? That I'm not what I ought to be, that I'm what I try not to be. It's got to be somebody else's fault. I can't get caught if what I am is what I am, cause I does what I does. Then brother, get back, cause my bread's gonna bust open. The rib is the shell and the heart is a yolk, and I just made a meal for us both to choke on. Every single night it's a fight with my friend. I just wanna feel everything. My heart's made of parts of all that's around me, and that's why the devil just can't get around me. Every single night's alright. Every single night's a fight, and every single fight's alright with my rage.
So, hello, I am Joe the Human, and you are listening to my show For the Masses on 91.5 FM W Freeform Radio. So, today's episode is going to be dedicated to, or not dedicated to anyone, but it's just going to be mostly rock. This episode is called Post-Punk and the Like. I would argue that, yeah, today I'm just playing a lot of post-punk and playing a few songs within that genre, I guess. Some artists like Indigo D'Souza, Feeble Little Horse, Origami Angel, etc., etc. So I'm really excited for this episode. I haven't been playing much rock music, I feel, on the air at all lately, so this is really nice to get to do for the first time in a while. So yeah, let's get into the music.
feel bad, motherfucker. I drive like shit and you know it, know it. All my motherfucking friends got no by now. It's a hazard to ride with me. No, it's a hazard to ride with me. Nothing that I really wanna aim to be, but you gotta know this before you feel the sea. It ain't too fun to be right with me. It ain't too fun to be right with me, yeah.
I rich, like a chick. I just so bad. Shortcut down the alley. I see my brother do the same type of shit. We got bricks style, we got bricks with.
you, New Jersey. So you know
All right. I think it's a good a time for, as any, for a quick PSA. So, some numbers to think about. American causes of death. If you've been a long-time listener, you know that this is a very different PSA than I typically read. Wink, wink. In 2021, the last year for which comprehensive figures are available, 69 people in the U.S. were struck by lightning and 11 of them died. Whoa, crazy. Motor vehicle crashes caused 42,915 deaths. That statistic is extremely troubling, especially as someone who is commuting every day, because I need to, you know, get to work and stuff. That is quite upsetting, but I digress. Gun violence killed 48,830 people. I will not be saying more on the matter. Diabetes was listed as the direct cause on 103,294 death certificates. See, that one is scary. That one is especially scary because the American diet is, like, actually garbage. And they are feeding us stuff that is really, really horrible for us and our immune system and our gut microbiome. I urge you all to look into that a little bit more. As a biochem major, I've been really getting to, like, learn more about how our horrible habits kind of contribute to us, you know, getting cancer, getting diabetes, how chronic inflammation really messes with your body. So, again, I urge you to look into that because I could go into an entire soliloquy of just, like, this and this topic because I've been really fascinated by it lately. But I also believe that this is, like, the type of knowledge that they don't want us to know. So, more than 106,000 people died from drug overdoses, with more than 70,000 of those from synthetic opioids, primarily fentanyl. Jesus. Approximately 460,000 deaths were associated with COVID-19. Also insane. And last but not least, zero people died from overdosing on marijuana. So there's that. Some numbers to think about. A public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, let's get back. Actually, thinking if I want to let this song play, which is it's a very good song, or if I want to talk. Honestly, I'm going to let the song play. I've been really vibing just here in the studio because I really love a lot of these songs. And I made it I was trying to be intentional with the songs I chose, and I made sure a lot of them were new ones. So I'm really hoping to get some, you know, share some of these new projects that some of my favorite artists are working on. Like, I'm really excited for what is to come from them further. So, yeah, let me shut up and let you guys enjoy the show.
Do you want to lay with honest to crack? I'm a little confused on how That's all I'm gonna get. That's all I'm gonna get.
About now is a decent time.